Now as the great cosmic presence, known to us as the mighty Elohim of peace, speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our beloved I Am presence to clear the outer self from all human creation and let him blaze through us whatever will bring peace to our nation and through our nation to the earth. And may we live in his own heart's flame and blaze that which is forever his love to life. Beloved of my heart, I trust tonight I may explain an action of the cosmic law that will as certainly remain with you for eternity as the fact that I give it. And it is this: the necessity of life, each one's life, everywhere in this world in manifestation, to hold to something that is greater than itself. And if it were not for the desire in the greater beings of life, whose love is greater, whose manifestations are greater, and who are ever expanding the perfection of life, if it were not for their life and their love and their desire for unascended beings to be raised into the greater perfection of life to attain the ascension, there would be no forward movement of the universe. All would become inertia. If it were not that some part of life wants the greater perfection of the light and the perfection of the Ascended Master's octave for those who are yet unascended. And so it is with us, the seven mighty Elohim of creation. If I did not want peace for you, there would not be a magnetic pull upon your emotional bodies, upon your feeling world, to be the desire to raise you into peace. And since your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host are one in the desire for greater perfection to expand through your life streams and let light ever blaze forth its greater blessings and gifts to the universe around you, if it were not for that, there would be no progress anywhere in the universe. There would be no forward movement. There would be no expansion of that which brings happiness to life. So sometimes when the ascended hosts and others who have given you the exact explanation of this law have pointed your attention to the greater perfection of the universe and have reminded you that we want freedom for you. If we had not done that, precious ones, there would be nothing to help you make a greater effort to expand the master powers of your own life streams through the outer self in order to produce manifestation that would raise you into the ascension. So the very action of freeing you from human creation is, after all, the call of the love and the light of the seven mighty Elohim of creation who have placed the sevenfold flame within your forehead to protect your own heart flames and let the expanding powers, the master powers of the sacred fire from within your own mighty I Am presence flow through the outer self in physical action and service to the world around you in order to let your own life stream expand the love and the light and the perfection to the rest of the universe around you that it wants you to manifest and that it wants to give to the rest of life in order to raise it to greater and greater perfection. So the forward movement of the whole of infinite space depends on the greater life, ever desiring the greater perfection for the lesser life. So no matter what seems to be necessary in the physical world, try to remember this is the desire in the heart flame of the great central sun that the mighty Jesus has referred to as the great central sun magnet. It is that desire, the feeling within the greater life of the universe that wants greater perfection and greater happiness and greater mastery to come forth through the lesser life, that the lesser may give greater blessing to the universe around the individual's life stream. So sometimes when others want greater perfection for you, many times you do not feel that you want to comply or you want to make that effort. Don't resist it and don't turn it aside, because after all, it is the pull of the love in the great central sun magnet, the love in the heart flame of the great central sun that wants all the ascended master's perfection and happiness and control of manifestation for you to use in your own life streams, that you may use that in outer physical world conditions and make this world like our world. It is a very wonderful thing to contemplate this and understand what it means and what the great love of life is that wants something better for the life that doesn't have it. If I did not want peace for you, and I did not clothe your own heart's flame in my sacred fire love's protection for you, and my love is my peace, it would be much more difficult for you to find peace in the physical world around you, because we, the seven mighty elem of creation, are constantly pouring forth through our own heart's flames, through the brain structure of every human being on the earth, our desire for you, our desire for every life stream to become the full mastery and perfection and happiness which we are. For I assure you, to be free from human creation and have the unlimited power to use the activities of the sacred fire and the master powers of life in the activities of creation, I assure you, is a very, very great joy. And now I turn this to the peace that can be yours through music. When mankind is in distress, and even the animal creation is in distress, because our life wants that distress to cease to be, our life wants our peace and our love to come in and around all life, substance, and energy, and raise it to greater and greater action of perfection and greater feeling of peace. And so there is certain music in the universe of such transcendent power and such transcendent beauty, of such magnitude, that it not only becomes or can fill the atmosphere of this world or any planet, but it is so terrific in its cosmic action that it fills and surrounds and controls and blesses a system of worlds or a system of suns. And this I wish you to understand tonight, because it is peace, the peace of eternity that is forever expanding, beauty and perfection of creation beyond anything your human intellect can understand tonight. And now I turn your attention to the mighty activity of the great creative powers of life that create a world or a system of worlds and sustain a world or a system of worlds or even a system of suns by music of such transcendent beauty and power. There are no words in any consciousness to explain it. Only as you hear it and know the magnitude of it and feel the power that it is, can you understand what the love and the light and the blessings of life are in the greater realms of manifestation that everywhere fill infinite space. And if that greater music and that greater power of perfection and love and happiness and beauty and action fills worlds or systems of worlds, do you not think it can fill you? If it enfolds a planet, do you not think it can enfold you? Do you not think it can enfold your world or your loved ones and be the pull upon that life that raises it out of distress and into the perfection that our music is? And I assure you, our music can still every vibration on this earth that is of discord. And it is not idly, I assure you, that I am the Alma Peace. For as certainly as you exist, can I pour forth my feeling of my life, which is invincible, indestructible, eternal peace. And that peace contains music such as the ear of man has never heard, but can hear. And this can be drawn into the atmosphere of this world for purification, for control, and for the creation of magnificent, beautiful manifestation that can only produce perfection and happiness for life. And this I offer for peace to the world, if mankind would only turn the attention to that where peace is, to the great source of peace, and reaching up with the heart flame, call it forth into outer physical conditions to consume and replace the discord mankind has generated through selfishness and destruction. I am real. I am eternal. I am all powerful over all mankind's creation. And I know of nothing you need more than you need my peace. And the peace of my life is my heart's love that wants peace for you. And my heart's love and desire and my feeling for you that wants all the perfection of the seven mighty Elohim for every human being on this earth, for every part of life, for all substance, for all energy, for anything and for everything that is in manifestation. That is my desire of my life, for all life that as yet has not been raised or expanded into the perfection of the seven mighty element of creation. So tonight, you know not yet the miracle that it is, that here in this garden of God's heart, there can come to you my heart's love and desire for you to have peace, that you may become my sevenfold flame of peace and desire it for the rest of mankind, for all life, for all manifestation, that all life may ever expand the master powers of creation and use them in outer physical conditions to raise the lesser life into the greater. And I assure you, my heart's flame of love and peace can raise every particle of life into the Ascended Master's octave. And I do render that service in every ascension that takes place on this earth, because the ascension must be accomplished by a certain action of the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. When the permanent atom from the heart is withdrawn and drawn into the higher mental body, and the higher mental body raised into the electronic presence of the mighty I Am, what do you think does the withdrawing? It is the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. That is the upward pull and the expansion of our love that is loving the life stream that is to attain the ascension. Our heart's love loves and raises the life stream out of the discord of human creation and in to the love and the perfection of the higher mental body and the electronic presence. That is why there is a sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim in the forehead of every human being, in the brain structure. And even the medical world knows that there is something there that pulsates. And so long as it pulsates, the life stream remains within the physical body. But when the pulsation stops, the individual no longer functions as a human being. So I am part of the action of the seven mighty Elohim life within every human being on the earth. And since I am indestructible, eternal, all-powerful peace, I want that peace for every part of life to raise all life into the same great freedom and the use of the master powers of life, that it is my joy, my privilege, and my service to life to give. And part of my peace to the earth is music so magnificent that only when you hear it can you realize that it lives in the universe and you can have part of it. You will love that music when you hear it because you can't help it, because it is love that loves you. And therefore the love of the seven mighty Elohim of creation is the protection of your own life streams. And when mankind loves peace enough, individuals will not allow human discord in the feeling. So, blessed ones, there is the master presence of life. There is the master control of all in existence by the sacred fire's love of our eternal peace. So, since we are in the universe, and I assure you we are available, when we are wanted, we are available, and we will come. But we will never intrude. And unless mankind's attention comes to us, and the human intellect understands that our existence is here, that we are real, and we are a certain authority over life because we are the greater perfection of life. Therefore, we are the authority over every life stream embodied here. When mankind understands the authority of our sacred fire, love and peace, and loves it, you will hear the music of the spheres. So tonight, I trust I may bring you that which not only will strengthen and protect you, but this is the cosmic law's action of the supply of every good thing. And when peace is maintained in the emotional body of an individual, that peace is purity. And where purity is, boundless supply automatically is flowing. So you may have anything and everything that the greater life has, and that the greater life wants you to have. When the greater peace and love is allowed to flow through the outer self to the lesser life, that it may be the raising power until all hear the great cosmic music that creates worlds and systems of worlds, suns and systems of suns. The greater is always loving the lesser. The greater always wants the lesser to become what the greater is. And when people understand who the seven mighty Elohim of creation are, they will understand what it means to love life into perfection for eternity, and in that action, there can only be happiness and constructive activity for eternity, forever expanding. So, beloved ones, in the outpouring that will take place in your pageant Sunday morning, beloved Master Jesus, as the Prince of Peace, I assure you, will pour sacred fire of his own heart's love and light and purity and peace that wants you to be all that he is and is giving to the earth everything that he has, that the world and all upon it may become his love and his peace for eternity. And there will be with him and with us, for we will be present. There will be the legions of the angelic host, the angels of peace, who will love you if you remember they are present, and if you will accept the gift which their love gives. So tonight, we are very privileged to, for just a few moments, dwell with you and hope you will dwell with us. And the more you can reach up to us and want to understand that which we give, the more can we give to you. There are no barriers between, and no human being on earth can prevent our loving you or you loving us, if you so choose. So from tonight, may our love be a very tangible peace within and around you. And when it fills you and your world, it will be the healing you require. It will be the fulfillment of every constructive desire within you. It will be the manifestation of the Ascended Masters Divine Plan fulfilled their way for your life stream, and it will be the outpouring of our gifts to you and our powers that you may use to assist others whose light as yet has not expanded, but whom you are privileged to assist as you desire for others the greater perfection you desire for yourselves. So, blessed ones, tonight, since the world needs our purity and our love and our peace, it is in the universe. There is a way to bring it into this world. We have unlimited purity and love and peace to give. And we have unlimited music that can produce peace. And more than that, can produce manifestations in the physical world of such beauty and perfection from the Ascended Master's octave that it will be a joy to you all for eternity. And you can have it. It is the law of creation. It has produced infinite systems of worlds, and it will still produce infinite systems of worlds. So from tonight, if you will accept our reality, understand our presence with you, keep the door open for our love for you, to raise you into the greater perfection which our love is, you can have all you want from our Ascended Master octave. We are waiting to bestow it, but it takes your attention upon us, your acceptance of our reality and our presence, and one condition of its presence within you is your willingness to use it to raise other parts of life into our greater perfection also. So as you pour it forth to raise others, you cannot help but be raised yourself. And the more you raise others, the more you can raise the world. And none can stay in limitation who are willing to raise the world into the love and the peace and the music of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, who guard each heart flame of the mighty I Am presence. So, blessed ones, tonight, as I wrap you in my miracle mantle of love's mastery of what I desire for you, I ask for my peace to become part of your life stream. I ask you to use it constantly, and I ask you to give it to the rest of life and raise and raise and raise all in to the perfection of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, and release the earth from everything that is not our purity and our love and our peace. And just as certainly as you fill yourselves with this, will you hear our I Am Miracle Music of the Spheres. And there is no happiness that is any greater than listening to that music. And it produces the mightiest blessings that life can give. And it is the fulfillment of the great divine law of ever-expanding perfection from the Ascended Master's octave into this world until this world has become the Ascended Master's octave also. So now, will you let me enfold you and your production of I Am come in all the love and purity and peace and perfection invincible forever that I want for you, that I want for that pageant, that the mighty Master Jesus may pour forth with others of the ascended host those activities of the sacred fire into the physical world that wants to lift the lesser life by our love into the peace and purity and love of eternity. So I commend you to the use of our peace. You may use this just as you use any physical thing. And the more you use it, the more you become it. The more you give it, the more you will raise all life into its perfection. And you cannot fail. You cannot have any result except the greater happiness that our love and our life wants for you. So sometimes when you think that you want peace, will you try to remember that we want peace for you, and our love and our peace wants for you all that we are and have and are willing to give if you want it and want to draw it here to give to others as we want to give to you. So my miracle mantle of love's eternal peace is invincible protection and the master powers of our almighty sacred fire love are forever yours to use, for they abide within the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim within your own brain structure. And if you care to ask our sevenfold flame to fill you and surround you with our love's eternal peace, we can hold you harmonious under very aggravating conditions in the outer world. And as we hold you in that, our sacred fire goes forth into those conditions and must of necessity consume everything that is not our peace for eternity. So we enfold you in what our heart's love wants for you, and we give you the mantle of our peace to hold command until we step through the atmosphere and mankind once again understands the great plan of life and comes into the ascent of Master's octave for eternity. So I enfold you in the raising power of our heart's flame of invincible purity, love, and peace. May you abide within it forever and hear the I Am miracle music of the spheres. Bring to this world the blessings that it alone can give, and be for the world the healing presence of our love and peace. We enfold you in its mighty presence, and we ask you to use it until you see us face to face. I commend you to that which our greater life once for you, and if you will use our desire world, our feeling of love for you, you will understand we are your eternal friends. We ever abide with you, and our blessings are eternal and forever expanding. Thank you with all my peace for eternity. Beloved great Aim of Peace, thank you tonight for your love and your life and your heart flame in us. Make us now what our nation needs, to be purified and compel peace to the earth as soon as possible. Stay with us and blaze through us whatever compels it as soon as possible. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of the heart flame of peace from the great Aim of Peace, until it takes its dominion everywhere we abide and forever expands for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know compels indestructible peace through us to all that lives wherever we abide the rest of eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings who have brought us this far in the light. Now blaze through us whatever compels peace to this nation as soon as possible and to our nation, to the world. Under the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, recall as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in your sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and bring peace to the earth, at least where we abide, and keep on blazing it until it has raised all into the Ascended Master's octave for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the Ascended Hosts, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with all the sacred fire, purifying love and peace from the great Elohim of Peace and all the seven mighty Elohim. We ask them to blaze it into and around us wherever we abide, make it eternal to our life streams, and see we give it to the rest of life everywhere throughout eternity. And we thank thee. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it controls into the outer use of those under this radiation. Make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, till the victory of eternity has raised this world and all upon it into the Ascended Master's octave of peace and love and freedom from human creation. And now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all activities of the sacred fire, purifying love and peace necessary to bring peace to the earth as quickly as possible. And in the meantime, clothe us with the sun presence of the beloved Aim of Peace, diamond shining presence of his own heart's love and peace for eternity. And we thank you. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the great Aim of Peace expand it as these words are spoken, till they go through every particle of life on this earth with the sacred fire that compels peace for eternity. And we thank you.